From soul to soul, spirit to spirit, greetings and love from the island of Kauai. Today I think we're ready for a spiritual supply. A type of supply that is quite different from the human form of supply. And I think it would pay us to spend an hour or two discussing the nature of spiritual supply, how it works, where you get it, plus a few things that may not meet the eye. We want to open our spiritual vision beyond personal sense. And if we succeed in establishing a spiritual sense of supply, that will be a tremendous advance, of course. But it's probable that we'll go beyond that. You can take a statement like, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And you can interpret it several ways. You can personalize it, and that means that you depend on God, keep your bank account well stocked, your health protected, a plentiful supply of everything you need, and always you're depending on God to be your shepherd, and you shall not want. If you're a businessman, you expect contracts keep flooding in. And if you're a fisherman, the fish will keep biting at your line, and so forth. And millions of families believe that this is what will happen when they believe that God is their shepherd. I think some of the millions of families, though, who have children who are starving, and people who are sick, invalids, and about 9/10 of the world is not benefiting by "The Lord is my shepherd." And I think it's because they have a human sense of supply, that God is not in a human sense of supply. That's shocking to some, but nevertheless, it's quite evident. As long as we have finite supply, we do not have God's supply. God's supply is infinite. And before we learn the infinite way we have to make several changes in our consciousness of what supply really is. Now you know it's not money, because you have it and then you don't have it. Many rich men have suddenly become poor. So money in the bank will not be your supply. It's not potatoes in the barn. It's not shares of stock with dividends. Supply is spirit. Now you go and measure that into dollars, into dividends, into contracts. Supply is spirit. It is not things. If you have the tree, you have the fruit. And if fruit was your supply, and you didn't own the tree, you'd have to go every day to get more fruit. But if you have the tree, you have fruit. Perennial fruit. Well, how do you measure out 6 pounds of spirit? Or 500 shares of spirit? Or 10 yards of spirit? That's the one problem. But there's another. It's very surprising, and that's why I have to be sure that it gets into your understanding. Supply is not income. Supply is your outgo. Now let's consider that. As far as we know, Jesus didn't own a thing. He was absolutely penniless. He didn't depend on anyone, though. Yet he seemed to have everything that he needed. For 3 years, he was unemployed. I don't think he even accepted tithing from anyone. He had nothing. Where did his supply come from? That's one miracle. The Bible doesn't mention the disciples, of course. They didn't have millions either. They spent all day just meditating, studying, listening. For 3 years, no income. Oh, maybe they fished a little, did a few things like that, just picked up whatever they needed as they went along. It wasn't easy, but somehow something took care of them. But they were not seeking more things. By worldly standards, they were as poor as church mouse. A church mouse had just as much as they had. By divine standards, they had everything that God had, because Jesus had taught them the secret of supply. They learned that their supply was not outside of themselves. That made it very difficult to give supply to your neighbor, to give supply to the world. How did you do that when you had nothing? And then it dawned on them why Jesus taught them, store not in barns. Supply was not physical. Yes, supply was real only within. And this was the secret. Supply in the world was what you took in from outside. Here today, gone tomorrow. Temporary. Sometimes plentiful, sometimes short. Depending on conditions, if a depression or inflation came along, supply fluctuated. A fire or flood could remove your supply. They didn't have a stock market, but today, if it crashes, well, that's the end of you, if you're buying stock. Now, that is only the human picture. Let's look at God's way. Of course, it's very different. You must open out a way for the imprisoned splendor. Give something. That doesn't mean if you start to give, you start to get. You must give patience. You must give forgiveness. You must give love. You must give cooperation, not jealousy, resentment, impatience. Your supply is what you give. The bread you cast upon the waters returns to you as supply. So let it flow from you. Don't try to get. Give. Giving begets grace. It begets health, companionship, opportunity. All is God appearing. Infinity must flow out. miracle of good begins with you first, and then it will find its way back to you with extra to share. Now let's find out how it works. And this is the first major secret about supply. Everywhere is I. Now. Everywhere is I. Now. I is your name. I and the Father are one. Are you cemented in that relationship? Are you constantly aware of it? I and the Father are one. One is everywhere. Now. You are everywhere. Now. Understand the universal nature of I, now, everywhere, the secret of supply will soon unfold. You depend on no man for supply, because I am the I of every one. I do not seek supply. I am supply. I am infinity. I am infinite supply. I am the infinite invisible. As I acknowledge my infinite I touch infinite spirit. I touch it everywhere. I forgive all. I love all. I accept everyone now. That's your network. Don't disrupt it. You love everyone. You accept everyone. You forgive everyone. And you are everyone. You are everyone. When my love goes out to I infinite, it automatically comes back to me, because I am the same I everywhere. Whatever I give to I comes back to I. If I give forgiveness, bounces right back. By loosing it, I receive it. If I let out the substance of supply, it circulates right back to me. Everything I need, I embody within me. If I want love, the more love I give out, the more I get. Do you see that? give love here, it comes back as friendship, cooperation, a home, transportation. Translated by the power of I. You don't get back what you give. It is translated by the power of I. Into whatever I need. Do you believe that? It works. It works beautifully. Let's take, Moses. He needed manna. Where could he go to get it? To his spirit. His spirit gave it to him. And it came down, translated into what his people needed. Elijah, he needed food. There was none in the visible world. Where did he go? Well, he didn't actually go. His spirit communed with the spirit of infinity and a raven baked cakes. Jesus needed food. The multitudes were hungry. And there was no place to get food except God, Spirit. But He was Spirit. He didn't have to tell the Spirit what He needed. He acknowledged His own identity as Spirit, everywhere. I am the life. I am the Spirit. I am everywhere. That nothing else existed in the universe but I. Not only am I everywhere, what else is there? We're talking about the infinite, invisible I. Is the picture becoming clear? You acknowledge your I as the substance of the universe. That's not a mortal eye, or a physical eye, or a finite eye. But you must follow these steps. And you must abide in I. And you mustn't act out of character with I. You can't be I this moment and me the next. Me gets angry. I doesn't. Me is jealous. I isn't. Me is lazy. I isn't. Me criticizes, condemns. I doesn't. So you must keep the purity of I always. And I know it's difficult. But when you see the rewards, The difficulty is nothing. Only spirit is, and I am that spirit. And it was Jesus' capacity to be true to universal spirit without opposite. And it manifested to feed the hungry multitudes. Everyone who received a piece of fish or a piece of bread that day received it because Jesus knew him or her to be the I, the Christ. It's asking a lot of you, isn't it? But you either do it or you don't, and you suffer for it. And because Jesus the Christ knew it and acknowledged it and realized that every one of the multitude was I, the Christ, they were fed that day. As you build up your consciousness of I, the Spirit of God, and prove it by letting your love, forgiveness, cooperation flow out, you are loving the spirit of yourself. As well as the spirit of your neighbor. You are realizing more and more the infinite nature of I. Until one day, no longer do you meditate as I, the individual who wants better health, better job, or a buyer for his house. You simply close your eyes. Fill your heart and your soul with spirit. And without making a specific request, the infinite eye of you stands in the infinite eye of the universe, knowing. Spirit knows the need for which an individual has come to you, and Spirit has already supplied that need. Come, let the oneself rest in the joy of being the one. Experience God within. Close your eyes. I. That's your magic. Hold on to it. Always know I am I. I am I everywhere. That truly is Aladdin's lamp. Your manna, whether it's the desert or in an earthquake or in a flood, that fed Rickenbacker out in the ocean, will always feed you. I am I. Everywhere. The God experience within yourself. Comes the manifestation of manna without. The God experience within became the multiplication of loaves and fishes without. Out of nothing. The invisible grace of God consciousness, I consciousness, without taking thought about how God will supply you. Of multitudes, and they all ate. Mm-hmm. 5,000 men and women, and they all ate. And he could have fed an infinite number because there were fishes left over. How many? 12. And that is spirit. Spirit's way of saying infinity. All this came from I, infinite, within, translated into the without. It was done without thought, by God awareness. Infinity manifesting. divinity manifested itself. But only because there was one consciousness. Which knew itself to be I Am. And we must learn to do this. That is your supply. We will succeed to the measure of our consciousness. Of truth. To the degree in which we practice impersonalization of ourselves and of God. Take no thought for your life. This is a secret revelation. That your life is God's life. One life. Never think of yourself as a separate life. Immortal, eternal, infinite. And as you practice daily, the boundaries of thought slowly wear away until there is no thought, and grace becomes your way of life. God experienced within becomes the manifestation without. When forms become the added things, now you understand why the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Because that place is where your divine life begins, and it extends over the universe, and it manifests on that place when you no longer adulterate human thought into the purity of divine thought. The consciousness of omnipresence, your omnipresence, becomes a form of supply needed. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Always the promise is present. Always. It requires the awakened consciousness imbued with the Spirit of God, knowing omnipresence, is here without opposite to make oneness tangible. Once more, the ingredients. I, when I say I, I'm not speaking of me, I'm not speaking of 10, I'm not speaking of a room full of eyes. I'm speaking about one spirit, the spirit of all. Everyone in the universe combined is I. I'm not leaving anyone out. The Spirit of God is not the person. It's the same for everyone. No color, no size, no shape, no human qualities. Nothing can be added, nothing taken away. It has no age, no personality, no personal characteristics, no good qualities, no bad qualities. I am in the midst of everyone and everything. I am the essence of everything now and forever. And I in the midst, I am mighty. I am the universal life force. And I am the substance of all form. Those are your ingredients. Train yourself. Tune your consciousness to the invisible. Build your identity daily, carefully, of the perfect invisible, the infinite invisible, and I, so that all are one in I. I am the perfect, infinite, invisible. And let the consciousness flow with your life force, multiplying form as needed. As God is infinite, your supply is infinite. Now, this is your connection. There's one thing missing, though. Nothing will work without it. Supply becomes evident only when you love your neighbor. You can't fool anyone. You must give out love, forgiveness, cooperation. Otherwise, you're not accepting I am everyone. You can't skip one person. Your I-ness is sincerely all loving, or you divide God's garment. And your oneness with infinity falls apart. One final ingredient: seek no return, no reward. You must love unconditionally. By recognizing only the one spirit where every form appears, the rest is up to you.